I see this as a magnificent diversion. You remember the old movie or book, Magnificent Obsession? Well, it worked really well before, and not too long ago. Remember when Assange and WikiLeaks released the DNC emails showing that Hillary Clinton had cheated Bernie Sanders out of the nomination? Whoa, how are they going to handle that? They picked a magnificent diversion by saying, why did the Russians do this? An act of war, right now? Wow. And most of the American people think that the Russians did hack, and there's no substantive evidence or technical evidence that affects. So what's going on this time? Well, most people don't realize that the Inspector General of the Department of Justice has been investigating the people who looked into Trump and who violated all manner of laws, including the very sensitive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act law. We call it FISA. And he's been at it for a year and a half. When's it going to finish? I got news for you. He finished. He finished 4 weeks ago. What did he do? He gave his report to his boss, Bill Barr, the Attorney General. What's going on? Why the delay? Fast forward here, and we have Bill Barr and the other prosecutor who's working on this case, namely how this whole investigation of Russia, how this whole thing about Russiagate started, John Durham. Okay, Durham and Barr go to Italy. Why are they going to Italy? Well, because that's where part of the operation started, by this very, very shadowy figure, Mifsud. And they're getting to the bottom of that, and the Italians are cooperating. So what's going on here? They're feeling the heat. And what we have here, in my view, is a magnificent diversion of attention, including impeachment proceedings or, you know, the like, to divert attention to what Horowitz is going to come up with and what Durham and Bill Barr, they're keeping their peace, but they've got dynamite because really big guys, James Comey, head of the FBI, John Brennan, head of the CIA, Comey's deputy, people in the Justice Department itself will be shown to be felons.